We're in the middle of the story with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, who were traveling, and they came on Friday afternoon to the man named Kidor. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi left their wallets by their host, Kidor, and Rabbi Meir went to the graveyard and figured he'd risk it there. And the next morning, when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi asked for their wallets back, the man denied they had ever given him the wallets. And as much as they begged, the man refused to give them the wallets. He said he never received it. And they even agreed to pay him, and he refused. And they asked Rabbi Meir, how come you didn't leave your money with the host? How come you didn't leave your wallet there? So Rabbi Meir said, when we asked his name, he said it was Kidor. And the verse says, Kidor tapuchot heima. They are an upside down generation. Banim lo imun bam. Children who are not trustworthy. So he said his name, and his name is really in a verse that says people that are not trustworthy. So I didn't give him my wallet. The verse says people, Kidor, because they're a generation that's not trustworthy. So they asked him, okay, if you're so smart, why didn't you tell us? So he said, was I confident? Was I 100% sure I can't trust him? I said to myself, you know what? If that's his name and that's the verse, I'm not going to leave my wallet with him. But I couldn't tell you not to trust him. I had no reason to know that he's not trustworthy. I had reason to wonder. So they went and they rented a house. And they asked Kidor to come sleep with them. Maybe they could convince him. And he came to them that night. They invited him for to stay over, and he had eaten some lentil soup, and he hadn't washed his hands after the meal. So they looked at his hands and they saw some lentils still stuck to his hands. And while he was there and they were talking nicely and sweet talking him, one of them slipped out and went to Kidor's house and said, "Your husband told us to give us the wallets that he gave you on Friday afternoon." And he said, the sign we should tell you is that you guys ate lentil soup this afternoon. So she said, oh, really? Okay, yeah, we did. Fine. She went, got the wallets, and gave them the money. He came back while Kidor was sitting there, and he showed the guys, we got the wallets. Kidor is sitting with them, and he doesn't see what's happening, really. He does behind his back. And Kidor, the next morning they travel, Kidor comes home, and his wife said, you know, one of those men came, gave me this and the sign. I gave him the wallets. And Kidor said, you did what? You gave away all that money? Drew his sword and killed him. And our sages warned us that we have to wash our hands before we eat and after we eat. Our sages said, washing your hands before you eat, well, people who weren't careful with that ended up eating pig. And washing your hands after you eat, and it caused someone to die. The story of someone dying, so that's the story of Kidor and his wife, because he didn't wash his hands. So it ended up with that he got so upset he killed his wife. So it seems a little far-fetched, right? Most people wouldn't, but most people wouldn't steal the two wallets either. What's the story about eating pig? There was once a man who lived in a village. And he had an inn, and in his inn he'd prepare food. But he'd have guests who ate kosher, and he had guests who were non-Jewish, who ate non-kosher. So a man came in one day and said, prepare me a meal. So this innkeeper, he'd always look and see those guests that washed their hands before the meal, he'd prepare them kosher food. The guests that did not wash their hands before the meal, he'd prepare them non-kosher food. Now, before we continue, you guys should just know there's a biblical prohibition against preparing non-kosher food. Meaning, if you want to work at a Burger King where there's non-kosher meat or non-kosher meat and milk, so there's a biblical prohibition against doing business with non-kosher food. I didn't say food without a hechsher, I said non-kosher food. Meaning, sometimes you have kosher food that's just not kosher certified. That's not what we're talking about. But doing business or preparing non-kosher food, one can easily run into a biblical prohibition with that.
How far should you take that? So, for example, your security guard, the pig factory.
That's not a problem. You're not preparing the non-kosher food.
No, it's just population.
Correct.
So, that's
Well, no. Let's say you own a Burger King that prepares non-kosher food. That's also a problem. So there are two interpretations of the halacha. It's not clear whether the halacha just didn't want you to make money off of it. In that case, when you're the owner, that's a problem too. Or the halacha was concerned that you're going to end up eating it. So then if you're the owner and you never walk into the kitchen, you could say, well, I'm the owner. So we go, we're stringent on both sides. The word, you can't work in a Burger King, making the fries and the stuff, whatever is non-kosher, you can't be making. And you can't either own a place that produces non-kosher food. But let's say it's a football, they make footballs, pigskins. So that's different. You're not going to eat it, right? But in each case, in each individual case, a person has to consult his local Orthodox rabbi because you're dealing with a biblical prohibition here. It's serious stuff. Yeah?
Would it be wrong about preparing the fries at Burger King,
say? Each person should ask his local Orthodox rabbi.
I mean, it says they're not using
it's a good question. I understand. I purposely don't want to answer the question. I think in each case, a person has to ask his rabbi.
Say that the food, they're not explicitly mixing meat and milk, but they're not separate utensils.
It's an excellent, excellent questions. Each question needs a rabbi that understands the individual asking the question and the case at hand. You have to know both, and that's why I can't answer. So there was once a foolish Jew came and asked for a meal and didn't wash his hands. So the owner looks and sees he didn't wash his hands. He assumes he's a kuti. So, we'll continue. Mitzvah next time.